and landed on his face at the bottom. Nochri shehil vash Yisrael al chemso, achar ha-Pesach mutar bahano. The case is that a goy, Rashi, Nochri shehil vash Yisrael, mos al chemso. The goy loaned the Jew money, and he took chometz as a mashkan. Over the Pesach, and that chometz now was over Pesach. Mutter b'hano, the chometz is mutter b'hano. The kame b'gmora mokilok shirhinu etzol the day so, the shoel etzol anoch v'kolim osa Pesach. The Jew gave the goy the chometz as a mashkon, left it in the goy's house over Pesach, to kiven the mutter's money v'lapore, and after Pesach the Jew didn't pay the debt, so the chametz belonged to the goy. And he didn't have to go and collect the chametz because it was there by him the whole time. Comes out the mafreya, that chametz belonged to the goy over Pesach. It was belonged to the goy and it was in the goy's house, and therefore the Jew isn't over Bali Ram, Bali Matze, and the chametz is mutter. There's the goy's chametz over Pesach. Okay. Yisrael shehilves nochri al chemtzo, the opposite case. The goy gave the Jew money. The goy borrowed money from the Jew and gave him his chametz as a security. Then, achra Pesach osher bano. And the opposite, the goy never ended up paying the loan. So the Jew ended up owning the chametz, right? Yisrael shehilves anochri, nami kiven tirinu etzol. Same thing. The Jew had the chametz in his possession over Pesach, and when the goy didn't pay up the debt after Pesach, l'mafreya, it was the Jew's chametz over Pesach, right? Matas mane v'lo pare me'arishayta de'osvei kom le'pishusek. From the time that he took the loan, comes out it was his, since he never paid him. So that's the two cases. One, the Jew had his chametz in the goy's house, and the goy, and the Jew never paid the debt. So the goy comes out, owned that chametz from the time of the debt. Mamela, it was the goy's chametz in the goy's house, the Jew's not over. The opposite case, the Jew had the chametz of the goy in his house over Pesach, and the goy never paid the debt. L'mafreya, that chametz belonged to the Jew, and it was in the Jew's house over Pesach. He's over Balura and Zosar Bano. That's the Mishnah. Itmar, Balchov, Abaya Omer L'mafreya Ugove, Rav Omer Mikan Lahaba Ugove. Right? There's a case of a Balchov who owes, somebody is a debtor. Okay? And he never pays up the debt. So now he gets the mashkel. So when does he collect the mashkel? So Marashi, Balchol, Amar v'chadero, v'shibed lo nechasef. Person loaned money, borrowed money. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Now Reuven's property becomes leaned to Shimon. If he doesn't pay the debt, then he collects the field. That's leaned. Shimlo efrecha at yom ploni kevom in echosai. Vehigi es man velo para. He said, if I don't pay you by this date, then take this field. And then he didn't pay him, and he takes the field. Shimon takes the field, Reuven's field. When is that field considered to be Shimon's? Abaya omer l'mafreyo govah. Kiviyosu shegovah achshav, even though Reuven could have paid the debt and his field would not have gone to Shimon, but in the end, if he doesn't pay the debt and the field reverts to Shimon, it's considered Shimon's field from the time he made the loan. Because the Maisha comes out now that since he didn't pay the debt, that field belonged to Shimon from the beginning. Rav Amar Einu Becheskosel Mikan Lahaba. And Rav says, no, the field only becomes Shimon's when he doesn't pay the debt, from then on. But not l'mafreya, not retroactively from the time the debt was incurred. L'kamei mefarish l'may nafkamina. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask what the nafkamina is, when the field reverted to Shimon, and when not. The Gemara in where? In Bok Matzia, I think, says that this is talking about a specific case. The only case that Abaya holds that Balchov Lamafreya who go there is where the person said that if I don't pay you by this date, then you should be called to this field Lamafreya. But he said that the Shibut should work Lamafreya from the time that he loaned him. He didn't say that, and nobody holds it helps Mafreya. Rava holds, even if he said you should be koneh, but Mafreya doesn't help, because since he could have paid the debt, and he wouldn't have been koneh at all, he's not selling him the field, he's mishabed him the field. And therefore the shibut doesn't take effect until the loan isn't paid. Doesn't work retroactively. Rava holds, no, it works retroactively if he said that it should work retroactively. If he didn't say it, then everybody holds, it only helps from the time that the loan isn't paid.
Such a case is actually when we sell chametz, right? We say that we're actually selling the chametz, it's yours, and if I don't pay, you know, give you the payment or whatever at the end, so it stays yours.
No, there it's different. That's a sale completely. Here it's just a shibud. Here it's just a matter of something being leaned.
What Abai is saying is, from this moment, in this deal, from this moment, it's yours, it's mechira.
No, it's not. It's only a loan. Not a machir at all. It's a shibud. The question is, since he said to him, what's it called? If I don't pay the loan, right, then this thing should be yours from now. I'm not selling it to you. What I'm saying is, this should be the payment. In other words, if I don't pay you later, my payment will be now. That's all. Payment will be the field. It's not a machir. So it has a shibud. If it be a machir, then Rabbah would agree too. No, that's the chiddush. That since it was mishubud, the shibud will be chal l'mafreya. That's the chiddush. That's why Rav also doesn't work. There's only mishubud. There's no kinyan. There's no mechira. Right? Rav Omar ain't a becheska, so mikan lahaba. And Rav holds no, that there's no chazaka here on the sada except from the time he doesn't pay the loan. Okay, and the Gemara is going to explain what the nafkamina is. Verses like this. Call hecha the aktish lode, the zavin lode. What happens if the lode was maktish this field? Okay, before the debt was not paid. It was in limbo. Okay, before the time that the debt was due. And the lode was maktish the field. Or he sold the field to somebody else. Kuli amalo plige, drashi malve the torif, drashi malve parif. Right? Even Rava, who holds Mikan Lahaba will go there, that the field doesn't revert to Shimon until he actually doesn't, that Reuven doesn't pay the debt, but Reuven can't sell that field or be makdish that field even in the interim. Why? Because it may still be his, but it's not Rishusa. It's not in his Rishus. You can only sell something that you have in your Rishus. You can only be makdish something that's in your Rishus. But even if it's yours, but it's not in your Rishus, you can't do it. He put this field into the Rishus of the Malvin, of Shimon. It's in Shimon's Rishus. It doesn't belong to Shimon yet, but it's in his Rishus. And therefore, the Lovah, Reuven, can't sell that field or be Maktish it. And if he does, then Shimon can come later on and take away the field from whoever he sold it to and be pulled it from Hektish for a pittance, because really the hektish isn't chal, because I have no right to be makdish it. See Rashi. Kol hecha da aktish lova nechosim tzochas man. Before the loan came due, Reuven, the lova, was makdish the field. Right? He gave it to hektish. Or he sold it to somebody else. O zodin lova, mokran lacherim. Kuli amalo plige, afilo the rava. Here, even Rav agrees. The Omar had Akshav Hayabushus Lova, even though he says that until the loan isn't paid, it belongs to Reuven. Moda Reuven Mechiras Lachair Mechira. He's still Moda that he can't sell it to somebody else. ואין הקטש או הקטש נקד במקשה שערים מושכונים הם למלבה because they are leaned to the malbe. ואף אגב שהם שלו אינם בשושם even though they still belong to Reuven but למעשה they're not in his rishus. He can't do whatever he wants with them because they're leaned to somebody else. You can't sell something that's leaned to somebody else. It's not in your rishus. Rachmana Omar b'yish ki yakdish es beso kodesh. A person who's makdish his house, ma beso b'shuso akko b'shuso. The house is not only yours, it's in your rishus. But if it's yours, but it's not in your rishus, you can't be makdish it. The same thing, you can't sell it. So da'asi mal v'torif min alaku os b'chino. Therefore, Shimon, when the time that Reuven doesn't pay, and Shimon now collects the field, he can go and take it away from the person who bought it. And he can take it away from Hekdish. Because Reuven had no right to sell it. And he had no right to be Makdish. Because even though it was still his, according to Rava, but it wasn't Bishusa. It was lean to Shimon. It was considered in Shimon's Rishus. Okay. The Ashi Malga for it, and therefore he can also take it out of Hekdish. Mina Hekdish, the Tafa Mut. Right, Lachari, he has to give something to Hektish. Lachari, if the Hektish isn't Chav, then why does he have to give anything? Just take it away from the Gizbar. It's not yours. He had no right to be Makdish. Why? Kadei Shalayomu Hektish Yotze Bilopigit. The Rabbanim were Mesakin that he has to give something to Hektish, a pruta, a dinner, in order that people shouldn't say that something was Hektish and just take it out of Hektish for free. They won't know that the Hektish didn't take effect. It was in the hands of the Gizbar. So according to Rashi, you have to give a little bit and take it out. The Govachovo, right? And then he gets that Hektish, that field, is payment for the money that he gave as a loan. Kirishman ben Harochin, the Perik Shuma Yisomin, Hektish betishimona, if the person was not to field, worth 90 mana, v'hayachovo mea mana, and his chov was 100 mana, so this field is meshubit. Mosif malvaze al halvoso, dinner, he adds one extra dinner, upodis anachosim halolam yad hektish, and he gets the anachosim from hektish. The dinner's there, but not from b'chovo, and he takes the field for his, what's it called, for his, as payment for the loan. The neither do you have before his time of awesome. Surely Omer had to show to the picket. Why does he have to have an extra dinner? Right? He should just be able to take the field for free. The apple got the Omer Rava, had to show us the shikr, matkimi de shibut. Even though Rava himself said that if somebody's matkish something, it takes it away from the shibut. It's matkia from the shibut. In other words, if I have a field that's leaned to someone else and I matkish it, then Rava seemingly said that it's no longer Meshubit, and it takes away from the Shibur, and the Hektish takes effect. Or Chometz, I have something that's leaned to somebody else, Pesach comes, the Chometz is Matkia the Shibur. Shichur, by what's it called, an Eved, that's Meshubit to somebody, I let him free, the Shibur, the Shichur takes away the lean. So why don't we say the same thing over here, right? That Lachara, when I was Makdish the field, it's no longer leaned. So he can't ever collect from that anymore. And he says, no. Dafke Kedushas Haguf Kama. If there was an animal that was Meshubit for the loan, and I was Makdish it for the Mizbeach, Kedushas Haguf, the animal then became a carbon, then it's no longer leaned. That Kedushas Haguf is Matkiya. Kedon Konamos or Behemah the carbon. O Begit Shapirso Hames. Something similar to that would be something that became usher itself. You put a beget over a mace, it becomes usher. It's no longer leaned. It's usher now. But the usher takes away the shibud. Kiahidi vamos kavi itzdeva the mills to the pirsu yasme amishna. Tadi mishtabed l'ksubas ha'isha v'marava kanya mishna. Aval kedushas damim la'amina. Kedushas damim does not matkia, Rashi says, from a shibud, and therefore, even if you're makdish the field, it's still not hektish. The hektish is not chal, and the person can really take it from hektish for free, the payment of his loan, but, so it shouldn't look like hektish is going out for free, he has to be most of the dinner. He gives a dinner to Hectic, and the rest he gets for his, what's it called, the payment for his loan. That's Rashi Shita, other Rishonim, the Rambam, others hold that even Kedusha's dummy is Maftia, and he really has to be poded for the full amount, and then he can go and get the money back from the other one, what's it called, and once it's Nifta, then Taka the Shibud comes back. He can collect it, and the Mela, he gets the money back from the other one. So that's not the Machlokas. The Machlokas is not where the Lova, where Ruvain was Makdashir or sold it, because even though Rava holds that it's his up until the time that the loan isn't paid, but it's not in his Rishus. It's Meshubit to somebody else. Ki Plige, so where is the Machlokas? Ki Plige, the Zavin Malva, the Kaddish Malva. If during the time before the loan came due, Shimon sold the field, or Shimon was Makdashir, is the Hektish Chal or not? So Abaya Omer L'Mafreya who go there. Abaya says that the whole, the field becomes Shimon's L'Mafreya from the time the loan was made. Menela, when he was Makdashir, or he sold it, it was his, and it was in his Rishus. So he had a right to sell it, he had a right to be Makdashir. But according to Rava, it only became his from the time the loan wasn't paid. When he sold it, it wasn't his. It was in his Rishus, but it wasn't his. And it was Makdashir, it wasn't his. So the Hektish never became the Chal. Memela, now he has Charota. Now that the loan came due, and the, what's it called, the Lova didn't pay him, Shimon now wants the field. And he regrets selling it, or he regrets making it Hektish. The question is, was the Hektish Chal, was the Mefira Chal, could he retract or not? If you hold that L'Mafreya was his, the sale was a sale, the Hektish was Hektish. He can't have Charata. If you hold that it's Mikan Lahaba, when he sold it, it wasn't his. When he was Makdashir, it wasn't his. And therefore the Hektish wasn't Chal, the Mefira wasn't Chal, and now that it becomes his from the non-payment of the loan, he could keep it. Right? Kivan Abaya Omer L'Mafreya who go there. Kivan the Mutter's money below Pare, right, now that the loan was never paid, comes out that that which was leaned was his, L'Mafreya. So when he sold it and he was Makdashir, he could do that. And it's the Hektish and the Mechira Chal. The Shaper Aktish, the Shaper Zavin. Comes out now L'Mafreya, when he sold it, it was Makdashir, it was a good sale, it was a good Hektish. The Rabbi Omar, Mikan Lahabo Govet. Rabbi says, no, it doesn't become his, except from the time the loan wasn't paid. Therefore, before the loan wasn't paid, before the loan was due, right, when he sold it or was Makdashir, he had no right to do that. It wasn't his. Even the evil Havi Lezuzi, Havi Masalik Lezuzi. Because since, if the Lova would have had money, he could have paid him and gotten his field back, right, so it doesn't work for Mafreya. It only works Mikan Lahaba for the time he didn't pay the loan when the loan was due. So he started the hash the kokoni. Therefore, at the moment that he doesn't pay and the loan is due, that's when the field becomes the Malvis, when it becomes Shimon's, but not before that. Rashi. Ki plige the Hektish Malva, the Sochas Malva. If the Malva made it Hektish before the loan came due, Esa Karka Mishubad Lama. The field that's leaned to him, he was Makdash, or he sold it. The Lohitish is Akol, the Lakark, he wasn't Makdash the whole. He was Makdash the Kark. The Hashbik Shigiasman, the Loporozeh, now, when the person didn't pay him, the Hubalik Vosavin Alova, and he wants to collect the field, Choser Bomenahetish. He has Harata, he has Harata Mahetish. So, because if he wanted it to be Hektish, he could make it Hektish now. But now he regrets making it Hektish. He wants his field. So can he collect the field or not? Is the field Hektish, or is it not Hektish? Even the Ilhavi Lezuzi, so Abaya holds L'Mafreya, it comes out, it was his field. So when he was Makdash, it was a good Hektish. Can't have Charot. And Rava says, no, since he could have paid, Lova could have paid money, Lova, the Yom HaShman, have a Masalik Le'Lamalva, Minatar, Kebezuzi. the lawyer that could have conceivably paid the debt, and therefore the lien would have been dissolved. Comes out that the karka was never his, the mafreya. It was only his from the time that the lova decided not to pay, and the, now the karka became, that was lien becomes in place of the payment. And the option, shugobo, so the hobo, he nickens low. Only now, when he collects it, is it his. But it doesn't work, the mafreya, since there was an option the whole time that the debt didn't come due to pay it and not to let the field be collected. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Where it says, Umi Omar Rava Hachi, did Rava then say that if a field is leaned, it only becomes the property of the one it was leaned to from the time the debt isn't paid and not Lamafreya? Right? The Omar Rami Bar Choma, Rami Bar Choma gave the following case. Ruvain Shemachar Sada Vashimon Beachrayas. Ruvain sold the field to Shimon, and he gave him achrayas, meaning, if someone takes the field away from you, I'll pay you back. Okay, so the field was, what's it called, was guaranteed. If I owe money to somebody, and this field is leaned, then what's it called, I'll give you the money back for the field. If my creditor comes, takes the field, because it had a lien on it, I'll pay you back your money that you paid me for the field. That's Reuven's deal with Shimon. The Zakfen Lava Milva, and Shimon never paid for the field. He made it alone. He told Reuven, I'll pay you for the field later. So now Shimon owes Reuven the value of the field, and Reuven has a guarantee to Shimon that if somebody takes away the field, he'll give him back the money for the field. But Lamaishi never got the money from Shimon. He loaned the money to Shimon for the field, and now the money is still by Shimon. Okay. Umeis Reuven. Reuven died. But also Balchov to Reuven, and the Balchov of Reuven came, the Torah of Lemi Shimon. Reuven owed money to somebody, and that Balchov, Levi, came and took the field away from Shimon. Now, if Reuven had been alive, what would he have to do? He would have to pay Shimon the money. But there is no money, because Shimon owed him the money. So the debt would have been canceled. It would have been simple. Right? Reuven, Levi took the field from me. Shimon goes back and says, the money that I owe you for the field, now you owe me. So it's canceled. Right? If I give you the money, that's giving me it back. So I'm not giving you the money, I'm just holding on to it. Everybody's happy. Right? Levi got his debt paid by taking the field. Shimon didn't have to pay for the field because he never paid for it altogether, so the debt's canceled. And Reuven, what's it called, doesn't ever get the money for the field from Shimon, but his debt is paid to Levi. That's if Reuven would be alive. But Reuven's dead. So now what happens? Barasa Shimon, Upai Sebezuzet. Shimon didn't want to lose the field. So he paid the debt of Reuven to Levi, in order that he could keep the field. He said to Levi, don't take the field away from me. I'll give you the money that Reuven owed you, dead Reuven owed you, right? And leave me the field. Dinahu. So now, where is Shimon with that money? Right? Comes out now, Shimon basically paid for the field by giving the money to Levi. But Shimon, Lechora, still owes money to Reuven's heirs because he never paid them for the field. So can we consider the money that he gave Levi payment for the field? Dinahu, so the law is like this. Really, Nikradin, the Ashu B'nai Reuven, Reuven's heirs can come, the Amri Levi Shimon, they can say to Shimon the following. Hanra Metalkali Shavik Abun Gaboch. Right? Our father, the debt that you owed our father was only money. You didn't owe him the field. You owed him money for the field that you bought from him. Okay? Had you paid us that money, we would not have had to pay that to Levi, because the money would not have been mishubed. A chalklin are not mishubed to a balchol. If we collect money after our father's death, even though it's money that was owed to our father, a balchol of our father can't come and collect that money. That's our money. Right? That was money that was collected after the death of our father. Even though it was collected because somebody owed our father the money, we inherited that debt, but nobody can come and collect that money from us. So even though our father owed Levi money, and you owed us money, right? So, and you, if you paid us, that money never would have gone to Levi. We wouldn't have had to give it to Levi. Right? V'omar Rava, just 1 second. So that's, therefore, v'cha'ara taflok. You paid a debt which we wouldn't have had to pay. So you didn't do us any favors. You owe our father money for the field you bought. You still owe him that money. Right? You didn't help us out at all. So therefore, the debt that you had to our father isn't canceled. So pay up for the field. Shimon's going to have to end up paying twice. Once he paid off Reuven's debt wrongly, and now he has his own debt to Reuven that now he has to pay to his children. That's L'chara what should be. So Mara says, L'amar Rava. Rava said, Ipi Keach Shimon, if Shimon would be smart, he would do the following. Magbiluhu Ara, he would pay them not in cash. He'd say, okay, I owe you, what's it called, your father, money. Now you inherited that debt for the field that I bought. I don't have money. I have a field that's worth the same amount. I'll give you the field. Okay? In payment. The harbor, and now, he says, now you have land, what's it called, that you could, now Levi could have come and collected that land. Right? Levi could have come and collected that land. And then, what's it called, you would be out the money. I paid off that debt and saved you from Levi. So that cancels out my debt. So now he can come and take the field. B'chadar gabel aminayu. Right? The Omer of Nachman, Yisomim shigovu karka b'chovas aviyem. If Yisomim collected land as payment for a debt that someone had to the father, b'alchov choser gogo someyem, then somebody who the father owed money could come and collect that land. Because the land was leaned to the what's it called for the debt. So now the Gemara says this: I amrish b'shlom l'mafreya u'gove antu l'hachi chosav u'gove osumehem. If you say that the field that was leaned is as if it belonged to the malveh from the time that the debt was made, then what happened is like this. Shimon owed Reuven money. And his, what's it called, nechashim were leaned to them. So he said, look, I don't have the money to pay you. I have a field to give you instead. When he gives the Yisomin the field, when did they own that from? From the time he gave it to them? Or back from the time that the loan was made? If it was back from the time that the loan was made, right, then it was Reuven's field. The children inherited from their father, and therefore Levi could come and collect that field for the money that Reuven owed Levi. But if the field wasn't owned l'mafreya, just from the time that the person made the payment, then when Shimon gave the children of Reuven the field in place of the money he owed their father, they owned it from now, not back from Reuven. That's like they would buy a field now. Levi has no connection to that field. It's like they bought a field after the father died. What does that have to do with the father's debt? It's not the father's field. It was never the father's field. It's their field. Their fields are not leaned for the father's debt. The father's fields are leaned for the father's debt, not their field. Elamai, the only reason that Levi could have come and taken that field is because it was considered Reuven's field retroactively. So you see that Rava holds that the ownership of the leaned field is retroactive from the loan, not from when it's given over. So we have a contradiction here. So Iyamris Bishlam Alamafriya will go there, and to Lahati Khosha will go there, also may him, the commander go there, Mechaim, Davundam. If you hold that the lean field becomes the Malvish from the time the loan was made, then this field actually belonged to Reuven before he died, and the children inherited from him. So now Levi could come and collect that field in payment for the debt that Reuven had to him, and when Shimon paid Levi, he paid off a debt that Reuven had and the children had to Levi. So it's cancelled out. But if, what's it called, the field only reverts, Elai Amrish Mikan Lahaba who go there, Ame Chosev go also me in. Or have a commander Zoven Yasmin Nirsei Domi, the Ilu Kone Yasmin Nirsei Mikom Ishtabi Lebalkol. It's like the Yisomen bought a field after their father died. That's not Meshubit to the father's debts. So why could Levi come and collect that field, and why should Shimon be paying off Levi help as if he paid off their debt? That field is not Meshubit at all. They bought it after the father's debt. So you see, Rabba holds my Freyo Kodan. Not like he said, Mikan Lahaba. Rashi. Be'achrayas, Shema Yuklenu Balchov to Reuven Mishimon. Reuven sold the field to Shimon with a guarantee that if it's taken away because I have creditors, right, then I'll give you back the money. B'shvil chov shishib de lo, thing, shishalim Reuven, zem also the Shimon. There was no other nechashim. This was the, what's it called? This is the Achrayas. The zots of the mill. That the Shimon didn't pay for the field. He didn't have the money to pay for the money they agreed of how much the field cost. The cost of the Reuven star aleihem, the Shimon nechashim lo aleihem. And he wrote a star halva to Reuven. I owe you the money for the field, and my fields are obligated to pay that debt. Umesh Reuven, and then Reuven, the seller of the field, died. Ubar Balchovo, and Levi, who Reuven owed money before he died, came and took Shimon's field away. The field he didn't pay for yet. The Torah from Shimon, Badain Lamos and Shimon Amos the Reuven. Shimon had not yet paid Reuven when he died. The lowly Yisrael didn't pay the Yisrael. And instead of paying the Yisomim for the field, he gave that money to Levi, so Levi wouldn't take the field away from him. Dinahu, so what's the halacha? Apogat davu and kibla leachrayas, even though Reuven guaranteed that he paid back Shimon for the money that he spent on the field, right, if somebody took it away, b'chirizu afilu hachi, Yecholim b'nei Reuven lavo al Shimon v'lomer hanan metzalk l'shavik avun gabah. The Yisomim can come to Shimon and say, you owe us the money for the field. Why? Because even though our father, what's it called, guaranteed that you get your money back, right? Our father, what's it called, what you had on our father is only money. Right? Lo ha yisachayi v'lo v'lamos. You are chayi to pay him money. You shouldn't have paid his balcho. And not to hold it back. You had to pay us. You have to pay us the money that you owed our father. We inherited that debt. The metakli diashme lo shiabdu b'chachom lebalcho. And that money was not meshubit to Levi. You shouldn't have paid Levi from your money. Your money was not meshubid to Levi, because money of a, what's it called, of a person who dies and goes to his children is not meshubid to pay his debts. Only land is meshubid, not money. The karka shall yisamim hud aminun balchov gobo sabachov asaviyah mishund mechayim chol shibud alayim. There's two shibudim on a person when he borrows money. One is meshabed his body. I owe you the money. Collect it from me. And I'm a shot at my nechashim. That only applies to land. Only real estate is lien. So my fields are meshubit to pay the loan, and my body is. So when the person dies, his body's not there anymore. So his fields are. His fields are still meshubit to pay any debts he incurred when he was alive. And therefore the Yisomim have to pay up if they inherit the fields that had the lien on them. But the money they inherit, right, is not, they don't have to pay, because they aren't leaned, they aren't obligated. It's the body of their father was obligated. He's dead. They never made a loan. They're not obligated, so their money's not obligated. Only the fields that they inherited from their father are obligated. So therefore, we didn't inherit any fields to pay Levi, right? We just had a debt that we inherited from our father that he had on his body, not on the field. We had no field. So we're not going to pay Levi that debt. So the fact that you took the money that you owed our father and paid the debt, that has nothing to do with Levi. So you didn't do us any favor. Levi couldn't have collected from us. You didn't do us any favors. Right? Now that the money's here, we're the debtor's not here. He's dead. The people who now have the money, this guy didn't loan him anything. They have no shibud hakuf. There's nothing. They're not liable. Their property that they inherited was liable, but not the money that they inherited. Amar Rav Gassinan, if Shimon would be smart, Yitom v'yomar lohem, engli mos l'frol lechem. He would say, okay, I owe you the money for the field, but I don't have any money. I have a field that I can give you. Elakar k'yeshu, v'noshno lohem b'chovosho. He'll give him the field as, what's it called, as a payment for the loan. Now that field was leaned for this loan from the time he made. Okay? That's what we said. He sold it. He, what's it called? He made the loan, and he leaned his field. It was a milva bishtar, so the fields were automatically leaned. So this is one of the fields that were leaned for the debt, for the payment of the field. The chozer v'gov osomeyem, bishvil achrayis mechira, shekibol aveyem ala. Now he can go take the field back. Why? Because the father, right, what's it called, had a debt to him. The debt was that if somebody takes away the field, I'll pay you for it. His fields were leaned to that. So now they have a field that was leaned to the father. The Now it comes out, retroactively, they have land that the father gave them, not just money. And that land is leaned to Shimon to pay for the field that was taken away. So Shimon will get his money back. You see from here that since Shimon can collect the field that the Yisomim got back from him, then that field is considered as if it was owned by the father, Lamafreya, when he, what's it called, sold it to the field, to Shimon. Not that it's considered that when the children got the field, now it becomes theirs. Because if that would be the case, then if the children bought a field, it's not leaned for the father's debts. It has to be the father's field that they inherited that's leaned, not a new field that they bought. Must be that when Shimon gave the field back, it went back to the ownership of the father from when he was alive. Then another debtor can go and collect that field, because it comes out it was the father's field to begin with. So Shimon can go and collect it again. Because like it was collected when the father was still alive and the children inherited. And the Iyamr's Kolagoba Karka Bachova, Eina Knuyolo, Ela Mikvia the Elech, Amai Balchov Acher Gobo Shomian. Why can another Balchov, why can Shimon then go and collect it because he paid Levi for them? Why could Levi have collected that field? It's as if, what's it called, Lo Yehidover Zeh, Ela Kemi Shekona Yisomim Karka, the Moshe Lohem. Mi Havi Mishtab Levacho. It's like the Yisomim went and bought a field after their father died. That field is not Mishubid for the father's debts. Only the fields that the father had when he died are Mishubid for his debts, and then those fields remain Mishubid even though the children inherit them. They inherit them with a lien. And therefore it must be that when Shimon gave the field back in payment for his debt, it's as if the father was Konek Lamafrei, and the children inherited from the father. And now they inherit it with a lien on it to Levi. And Shimon paid Levi, so Shimon can take the field in pay as if he's Levi. So that would only work if it works for Mafreya. It won't work if it works Mikan Lahaba. So how can you say Rava Ho, that a Balchov is Gova Mikan Lahaba, from this case, that Rava gave him this idea of how to get his money back, it only works if Balchov is Kona Lamafreya. So it's a Pasha on Rava, and I'll get to the answer to that.